Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. An early start time tonight for the varsity matchup between Fort Recovery and Minster. They're going to have their senior recognition here at Minster after the varsity game tonight, and then they will have the JV matchup after that. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta and all of his staff. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. We're about set to go here. The introductions have been made. The national anthem has been played. Two teams are on the court right now. Let's see here. For Fort Recovery, we have, looks like Tegan Fordcamp is out there. Mara Pearson. Sage Luthold is out there. Also, Allison Fullenkamp is on the courts, as well as Grace Klingshern. And there's one more. It's Paige Guggenbiller. And then here comes Audra Bupp onto the court. And one of our players left. I think it was, not sure which one it was. Anyway, we're set to go, and Fort Recovery is going to serve here. Going to be Tegan Fordcamp back to serve for the Lady Indians. Travis Guggenbiller, the coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, coach of Minster, is Cammie Garman. And here we go. It's a good serve to start out with. Minster having to free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson passing to Tegan Fordcamp. Allison Fordcamp on the spike. And Minster hits it back over but out of bounds. I'm going to go ahead and give Allison a kill on that. 1-0, Fort Recovery in the lead. Here's another serve by Tegan Fordcamp. Minster in trouble. They have to free ball it back. Mara Pearson passing to Tegan Fordcamp, who was set for Grace Klingshern, a smash and a block, but it goes out of bounds. Give Grace Klingshern a kill. Second service point for Tegan Fordcamp, and Tegan will serve again. It's 2-0, Lady Indians on top. And a let serve is played by Minster, and then there's Allison Fullenkamp waiting at the net, and she two hands it over and got another kill. Fort Recovery off to a great start here, leading 3-0. Tegan Fordcamp serving again. It's dug out by Minster. They're going to have to free ball it back over again. They can't get their offense going. Tegan Fordcamp sets for Allison Fullenkamp, dinks it over. Here's Minster with the set. There's a hit played by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fordcamp gets it back over to Minster on the second hit. Minster back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for the Lady Wildcats. Their first kill of the night. And picking that up was Lily Barhorst. I ran into Lily's grandparents on the way in. They were excited about their granddaughter, and I see why. Here we go with the serve. Fort Recovery's going to free ball it back to Minster. Here's the set, and the hit back to Fort Recovery, but it's out of bounds. Kylie Williams hits it out of bounds, so that's a point for Fort Recovery. In comes Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Grace Klingshern will go out. Kennedy will be serving here for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians leading 4-1. Minster is 2-4 in the conference. Fort Recovery is 1-5 in the conference. There's a smash and a block by Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson and Allison Fullenkamp there for the block. Point for Fort Recovery. 5-1 now. Next serve by Kennedy is good again. Dug out to the net. Here's the set. They're going to say Minster was in the net. Another service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it's now 6-1. Kennedy will serve again. Good start here for the Lady Indians tonight. Serve is dug out by the Wildcats. Here's the hit back and into the net by Lily Barhorst. Point for recovery. I would think Minster's going to be calling timeout here pretty soon. 7-1 lead for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp, another good serve. Dug out. Here's the set for the Wildcats. They hit back over to Fort Recovery, and they had their offense going that time, and Addie Inskeep gets a kill for Minster, and that cuts it down to 7-2. And Lily Barhorst will go back to serve. She's a junior on this team. Very tall young lady. Good serve. Mollenkamp to Tegan Forkamp. Allison Fullenkamp on the smash block by Minster. Back over to Fort Recovery. Back to Minster. Allison Mollenkamp gets a kill. Let's try that again. Allison Fullenkamp gets a kill. And that makes it now 8-2. Side out Fort Recovery. And going back to serve is going to be Fort Recovery's Faith Wendell serving, and it's a good one. Here's the set for Minster, the smash. Oh, played nicely by Wendell. Mollenkamp to Tegan Forkamp, who free balls it back to Minster. Here's the dig in the set for Minster. A deep hit by Lily Barhorst, and it's out. Just barely out of bounds over the end line. Point for recovery. That's Faith Wendell's first service point, and it's now 9-2. Lady Indians leading by 7 here in this first game of this early varsity matchup between Fort Recovery and Minster. Smash by Minster, and they get the kill. Megan Fortman on the kill there for Minster. So side out Lady Wildcats, and going back to serve is their libero. Looks like Lindy Himmelgarn is the libero for Minster. Here's her first serve, and it's played by Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell, but it goes off of Callie's fist and out of bounds. That's going to be an ace for Lindy Himmelgarn. It's now 9-4. Himmelgarn serving again. Right to the middle this time. Played by Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold hits it over, but they're going to call her for a double hit. Sage Luthold called for a double hit. That gives a point to Minster. And Lindy Himmelgarn will serve again. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the blast. Minster can't play it. Mara Pearson gets a kill. Side out Fort Recovery. That stops the serve by Lindy Himmelgarn. I'm Rob Weaver here at the game site. Minster, actually it's the Minster Elementary School, where it's the main gym, though, where Fort Recovery plays all their matches. There's a let serve by Fort Recovery by Heitkamp. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery and a kill. That was Minster's Megan Fortman. Side out Minster. Megan Fortman comes up with a kill for the Lady Wildcats, making it 10-6. So Fort Recovery got off to a nice start. Minster trying to eat away at that lead. Here is a serve. Callie Wendell passes to Heitkamp. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. Now Minster back over to Fort Recovery, and Minster gets the kill. I believe that was Elena Pringer who came up with the kill that time. Macy Pringer serving. Good serve. Callie Wendell. Actually, it's not Callie Wendell, but that was... Yes, it was Callie. She's playing the libero spot tonight, apparently. Side out Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson on a serve. Good serve. To the net it goes. Here's the set. Smash. A block by Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set and the smash by Grace Klingshern. Minster plays it. And here's a deep hit, and they're going to get the... Well, wait. No, Fort Recovery saves it. Free balling it back to Minster. Here's a smash And that's too long over the end line. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Good hit there by Minster, but it went over the end line. Fort Recovery's point. 12-7 now. Mara Pearson serving. And it is a good serve dug out by Minster. Here's the hit back over, played by Mara Pearson. Here's the dink, blocked by Minster. Fort Recovery gets it back over by Grace Klingshern. Another hit by Minster, and they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Kayla Heitkamp has been in there for the last several serves. Side out to Minster. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's the pass by Heitkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. And it's a block by Minster. Looked like that was Lily Barhorst with the block. Point for Minster's Carrie Heckman, who is serving. Good serve there to the net. Heitkamp will set. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Oh, nice save by Minster. Back to Fort Recovery. Oh, my goodness, a mental breakdown. Nobody played it for Fort Recovery. And the lead is only 2 now, 12-10. Fort Recovery calls timeout. Fort Recovery leading Minster here in the varsity match in the first game, 12-10. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And Kalp Pharmacy will remind you to get your flu shot. Their flu shots are in now. They have the high-dose vaccine available from Kalp Pharmacy. A lot of seniors like to take that. Just call for your appointment for your flu vaccination at Kalp Pharmacy. Okay. Minster continues to serve. Carrie Heitkamp serving again. She's had 2 points in a row. Mara Pearson digs it out to Heitkamp. Here's a smash by Klingshern. And they say it was out of bounds. Point for Minster. Here we go again. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. There's Heitkamp setting for Tegan Fortkamp. Thinks it over, and they say Fort Recovery was in the net. Point Minster. 4 points in a row for Carrie Heckman. 12-12, we're all tied up here. Minster and Fort Recovery. Heckman serving again. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla will set for Grace Klingshern, a block by Minster. Fort Recovery plays it. Tegan Fortkamp, two hands it over. Here's the set for Minster and a smash and the kill. Kayla Lamb gets the kill. Give the assist to Elena Pringer. And it's a point for Minster. Another service point for Carrie Heckman. She will serve again, and Minster now leads 13-12. There's the serve to the net. Kayla Heitkamp over. Fort Recovery gets burned again. Smash and a kill by Kayla Lamb of Minster. 14-12 now. Any of you farmers listening in your combines tonight? Hey, we're glad to have you on board. Glad that you're doing a great job in feeding America. And be careful out there during this harvest season. Good serve by Minster. Callie Wendell saves it. Free balls it back over to the Wildcats. Now back to Fort Recovery. They're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery's Sage Luthold. She actually dug it out the first time. Couldn't get it quite over the net. Came back at her. Of course, she hit it a second time, and that's double hit. Another service point for Carrie Heckman. There's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp, and she finally breaks the serve of Carrie Heckman. Fortkamp gets the kill. Her first kill of the night. That breaks a serve of 6 points in a row by Heckman. That makes it 15-13, Minster by two. Callie Wendell now serving. Good serve. Here's the set for Minster, the smash. Played by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson. And Mara got a kill. Mara Pearson with the kill, and that makes it now 15-14. Callie Wendell picks up another service point. She'll serve again. Dug out by Minster. Here's the set and the smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson saves it. Great dive. Here's Tegan Fortkamp back to Minster. Nice dive there to save it. Here's Lily Barhorse back over to Fort Recovery. Smash by Grace Klingshire, and she hits it out of bounds. Too much muscle on that one for Grace. Grace is one of our seniors for Fort Recovery. It's another service point, another point for Minster, I should say. Kayla Lamb now serving. It's 16-14. Kayla Heitkamp over to Minster. Heitkamp will set. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on a smash, a block by Minster. Fort Recovery can't play it. That was Lily Barhorst and Addie Inskeep there for the block. Service point for Kayla Lamb. She will serve again. It's now 17-14. Fort Recovery down by three here in the first game. Smashed by Grace Klingshern after a good serve by Minster. Here's the set for the Wildcats. And the hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill. Lily Barhorse picks up a kill. Fort Recovery calls time as the Lady Indians now fall behind 18-14 here in this first game. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We're back at Minster playing the varsity game early tonight. Started at 5:30. We're into game one here. Fort Recovery trails 18-14. Lady Indians led early, led nicely early. But Minster came charging back, and they have taken the lead, leading by 4 points here. Fort Recovery's record on the season, coming in at 5-12, 1-5 in the conference. Minster is at 2-4 in the conference. They're around 9-9 on the season. Here's the next serve. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Waiting on it at the net was Lily Barhorst, and she got a kill. It's another service point for Kayla Lamb. They only have two seniors on this team, Kylie Williams and Lindy Himmelgarn. They're both going to be recognized on senior night tonight after this game. Mara Pearson gets a cross-court kill. Gives side out to the Lady Indians. That's what we needed to stop the service of Kayla Lamb, and it makes it 19-15 now. Lady Indians down by four. Need a little run here. Need to get this score closer here as we near the end of this game. Good serve, dug out by Minster. Here's the smash by Barhorst, blocked by Fort Recovery. Allison Fortkamp, Paige Guggenbiller were there. There's a block by Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller. And a point.
Shot, Paige.
19-16. Service point for Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan will serve again. Good serve, and it's an ace serve. That went off the fist of Lily Barhorst, I believe. So Tegan Fortkamp gets an ace. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Minster. Here's the set and the smash played by Fort Recovery. Oh, off of Callie Wendell and went the wrong direction. Went back to the back line and nobody could play it from Fort Recovery. Side out, Minster, it's 20-17 now. Here comes the serve for the Wildcats. Callie Wendell digs it out. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Paige Guggenbiller. And Page hit the antenna. That's out of bounds. So service point there for the Wildcats, Elena Pringer, and she'll serve again. 21-17. Good serve. Callie Wendell digs it out. Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Klingshern. Klingshern on a smash. Played by Minster. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Allison Fullenkamp. Got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets the assist. Allison Fullenkamp picks up the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp goes back to serve. It's 21-18. Hey, it's a close one here. We're not out of this yet. Good serve by Kennedy. Dug out by the Lady Wildcats. The set and the smash. A block by Allison Fullenkamp and Paige Guggenbiller. Point for recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve again. It's now 21-19. Good serve by Kennedy. Here's the set for the Lady Wildcats. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp hits it over on the second hit. Minster back over on a free ball to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. A smash, a block by Minster. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over, and they're going to call a double hit on Tegan. Double hit on Tegan Fortkamp. Side out Minster, and serving now Lily Barhorst. It's a 22-19 score. Fort Recovery needs to stop them right here, get the serve back. Callie Wendell to the net to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Mara Pearson, and Mara gets the kill. Mara Pearson picks up a point. That makes it 22-20. And now here's Faith Wendell coming in to serve. Big opportunity here for Fort Recovery. Need a couple of points. Dug out by Minster. Here's the set and the smash and the kill. Not what we needed. Addie Inskeep gets a kill. That makes it 23-20. Side out for the Lady Wildcats. Back to serve now is Lindy Himmelgarn. Here comes the serve. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp set for Mara Pearson, and Mara got the kill. Another kill for Mara Pearson. She's been good from that outside hitting spot. 23-21. Not done yet. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Kayla's only a sophomore, getting a lot of playing time here in game one. Good dig there, and here's a smash by Minster to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp, played by the Lady Wildcats. Here is a two-hand hit over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Smashed by Mara Pearson. And a block, but they say it was out of bounds. That was a nice block there by Kayla Lamb, but they said it was out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. And that makes it a one-point game, 23-22. Here's the next serve by Kayla Heitkamp. Dug out by Himmelgarn of Minster. Here's the smash. Fort Recovery, a block by Sage Luthold. Minster's just going to have to free ball it back. Kennedy Mullenkamp passing to Kayla Heitkamp at the net. A smash by Luthold and a block by Minster. Kayla Lamb gets the block, and that makes it a one-point opportunity here for Minster to get this game in the bag. 24-22. Minster leads by two. Here comes game point. Played by Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Dinks it over and got the kill. Keeps our hopes alive. Mara Pearson with her sixth kill of this first game. Having a great game here. And Mara will go back to serve. 24-23. Come on, Mara. It's a good serve dug out by Lily Barhorst. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery's Page. No, by Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan Fortkamp gets the block, and that ties it up. 24-24. Once again, Mara Pearson serving. Good serve dug out by Lily Barhorst. Here's the set for Minster. A smash played by Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set. Smash by Grace Klingshern and a block I think it looked like it was Kayla Lamb with the block. And that makes it a one-point lead for Minster, 25-24. Going back to serve now for Minster. As we're in overtime here, because you have to win by 2 points. Carrie Heckman serving this points. Dug out by Tegan Fordkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, who was set for Tegan Fordkamp. Dinks it over and got the point, and we're tied. Tegan Fordkamp gets the point, gets the kill. That was just a little finesse hit, putting it where nobody was. And it's 25-25, and Callie Wendell will go back to serve. Come on, Callie. Good serve. And an ace serve off the fist of Lily Barhorst. And Fort Recovery has taken the lead back. They haven't led in a long time. 26-25. Timeout, Minster. We'll be back in a moment. Lady Indians on top by one.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, chance to win this baby. Going back to serves, Callie Wendell. She had that last point. She has 3 service points on the night. You're listening to WPGW Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Here goes the serve. Goodbye, Callie, and it's an ace serve, and Fort Recovery wins 27-25. Callie Wendell gets an ace serve, and Fort Recovery wins 27-25. Way to go, Callie. Came through there at the end with 2 straight points after Minster had been leading much of this game, but Fort Recovery led early, but Minster came back, took the lead, and Fort Recovery didn't lead again until it was 25-24 and ended up winning by a 27-25 margin. We'll be back with the second game coming up. Again, 27-25 the score there. Fort Recovery wins game one. How about that? Our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station, WPGW AM and FM in Portland and 105.3 FM in Portland. And Ava Shane is the producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Neil Spencer is also here at the game site watching the Lady Indians with a nice win here in game number one. We'll be back in a moment.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everhart Hospice Care. The Turkey Trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit SpeedyFeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has immediate openings in their parts department. Hall Brothers has been in business for over 125 years. They are a Case IH and Kubota dealership serving Mercer, Dark, and Jay counties. Apply in person if you are outgoing, friendly, computer savvy, and enjoy talking to customers. Hall Brothers offers health insurance, paid vacations, retirement accounts, and annual bonuses. Consider joining the parts department at Hall Brothers. Apply today in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
All righty, very nice game there for Fort Recovery. Trailing much of that game in the latter stages, came back to take the lead at the end and win by 27-25 in overtime. So Fort Recovery with a 1-0 lead here. Minster again with a 2-4 record in the conference. Fort Recovery 1-5. Fort Recovery's overall record 5-12, but a lot of those losses were very competitive matches. They just couldn't quite get the breaks when they needed them. Callie Wendell comes through with two great serves there to help win that match in the last game, to help win the game. Minster will serve first here. It's going to be Elena Pringer serving. Elena is a junior on this Lady Wildcat team. Good serve. Callie Wendell digs it out to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp to Mara Pearson. Pearson back to Minster. Here's a smash by Lily Barhorse, played by Callie Wendell. Tegan Fortkamp to Mara Pearson. Mara got the kill. She's having a heck of a night. Mara Pearson, another kill. Kill number 7. Fort Recovery leads 1-0, and coming in to serve is Kayla Heitkamp. Here comes the first serve from Kayla. Dug out by Minster's Lily Barhorse to Himmelgarn. Here's a hit over and can't get it over. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Kind of a miss hit there for Minster's Megan Fortman. Kayla Heitkamp serves again. That's her second service point of the night. Good serve dug out by Lily Barhorst. Here's the set for Barhorst. Barhorst, a deep hit. Fort Recovery in trouble. Getting it back over to Minster. Himmelgarn will set. Here's the dink over and a kill for Megan Fortman. Lindy Himmelgarn had a nice set there, and Megan Fortman had time to look and see where there was nobody at, and that's where exactly where she hit that ball. So side out for Minster, and here's Lily Barhorse serving now. Dug out, and it's an ace serve. Can't make the return. First ace serve of the night for Lily Barhorse. She'll have another one here. It's 2-2. We're all tied. Minster and Fort Recovery at Minster tonight. Kayla Heitkamp in the net, they say. Point to Minster. Makes it 3-2. Barhorst will serve again. Minster leads by 1. And it's a good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to the net. Played back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Mara Pearson. Mara can't make the play, and there's a point, Minster. Another service point for Lily Barhorst. She will serve again. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Mara Pearson on the smash, played by Minster. The set for the Lady Wildcats. The hit blocked by Fort Recovery. That was by Sage Luthold. There's a hit back over and a kill for Minster. I believe that was Megan Fortman with the kill. So Barhorst having a little run here. That's 4 points in a row for her. It's 5-2. Fort Recovery trails by 3. Barhorst serves again. Kennedy Mullenkamp, 2. Kayla Heitkamp to Mara Pearson. And Mara comes through with her 8th kill of the night. Side out Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson comes in to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Mara. Here's the set for the Lady Wildcats. The outside hit and the kill. Megan Fortman, another kill for her, and that's number five for her. Makes it 6-3. Lady Wildcats take an early lead here. Himmelgarn will serve now. Lindy Himmelgarn. Good serve. Saved by Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp, who hits it over on the second hit. Enster back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set it for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp has it hit right back at her. Here's Kayla Heitkamp, another set. Grace Klingshern on a hit. Enster hits it back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets again. A smash and a kill for Tegan Fortkamp. Kayla Heitkamp gets the assist. Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill. Side out, Lady Indians. Callie Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. And it's an ace serve. Dug out, but right at the net. Nobody could get to it. Callie finished the last game with an ace serve and gets an ace serve here. Here it is again. This time it's a pretty soft serve. No ace serve there. There's a smash and a kill by Minster's Kayla Lamb. Fort Recovery tried to block that, but just couldn't get it done. Now Macy Pringer comes in to serve for Minster. Minster leads 7-5. Here's a good serve. There's a hit back over by Paige Guggenbiller. The set for the Lady Wildcats. The smash and into the net, hitting error by Kayla Lamb. Point for Fort Recovery. Side out. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now. Tegan has two service points this evening, one an ace. There's a good serve there. Minster's going to have to free ball it back, and it's hit out of bounds. Oh, they say it was tipped by Fort Recovery. So give her the kill. I think that was Lily Barhorst with the kill. Went out of bounds, but they say Fort Recovery tipped it first, and that's a point for Minster. Carrie Heckman now serving. She had a bunch of points in the first game tonight and got an ace there. Callie Wendell tried to play it, but couldn't quite get to it. 9-6 now, Minster by three. Carrie Heckman serving again. Callie Wendell digs it out. Here's Tegan Fortkamp setting for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern over to Minster. Minster will set. Here's Lily Barhorst on a smash from the outside hitting spot. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back to Minster. Here's a blast by Minster, but out of bounds. Kayla Lamb hits that out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Side out, Lady Indians. Grace Klingshern will come out. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will go in for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Kennedy. A serve. That's what we like. Kennedy has five service points tonight, including that ace. It's now 9-8. Lady Indians only down by one. Trying to win their second game here tonight. They won game one, 27-25. Oops. Too long for Kennedy. Service error. We haven't had too many service errors really lately. But there was one there. Now back to serve is Kayla Lamb. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp, Tegan Fortkamp, over to Allison Fullenkamp. A battle at the net, and Allison Fullenkamp gets the kill. Side out to Fort Recovery, and Faith Wendlow goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Again, Fort Recovery coached by Travis Guggenbiller. Minster coached by Cammie Garman. Good serve here. There's a smash and a blast. Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill to Lily Barhorst. That's number five for her tonight. She also has a couple of blocks to go with that. Side out Minster, and going back to serve is Elena Pringer. Minster leads by 2, 11-9, and that is out. Fort Recovery almost went after that one, but decided to let it go, and it was a little bit too long and out of bounds. Side out Fort Recovery. It's now a one-point game, 11-10. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. Again, Kayla's one of the youngsters. She's only a sophomore. Good serve. Ace. No, it's out of bounds. I got too hopeful there. Out of bounds. Service error. Point Minster. It's now a two-point game, 12-10. Minster on top. Lily Barhorst will serve again. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson, played by Minster. Smash by Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp hit it off the block by Minster, and then it went out of bounds. Let's see. That's her fourth kill of the night for Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson now serving. Good serve. Minster's in trouble, just free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson digs it out, but hits it right into the net. Point Minster. Makes it 13-11. Again, serving here is Lindy Himmelgarn. And that's a service error out of bounds. Right out in front of me here on the sideline. Just off the sideline for a service error. And this brings up Callie Wendell again. Callie's serve is good. Dug out by Himmelgarn. Minster's in trouble. They hit it back over to Fort Recovery. Is it in? Oh, they got the kill. Just back in the corner, Megan Fortman picks up her sixth kill of the night. And back to serve for Minster now is Macy Pringer. 14-12, a two-point lead here for the Lady Wildcats in this second game. Fort Recovery won game one, 27-25. Grace Klingshern hits it over to Minster. Smash by the Lady Wildcats. And a kill. Kill for Kayla Lamb. For Kayla, that's number four for here. Timeout for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery trails 15-12.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, the tournament draw is this coming Sunday, so we'll know on Sunday where Fort Recovery will be going or whether they will be hosting a match in their first round. They'll be seated higher than a lot of teams, even though their record's not so great. They play in a tough conference, and Fort Recovery much better than a lot of these non-MAC teams that'll be in the sectional. So I wouldn't be surprised to see us play at home the first round. Here's Fort Recovery back to Minster. Paige Guggenbiller on the hit. Smash and a block for Fort Recovery. I think it's Paige. Looks like it was Paige Guggenbiller. And Kayla Heitkamp coming up with the block. Side out Lady Indians. They trail only by 2, 15-13. Served by Tegan Fortkamp. It's a good one. Here's the set for the Lady Wildcats to smash back. And Lily Barhorst picks up the kill. That was kind of a let hit. So that's a little tough to play. That's her sixth kill of the evening. Again, Carrie Heckman serving now for Minster. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Grace Klingshern. Nice hit by Grace in the kill. Grace Klingshern with her second kill tonight. Excellent smash. She comes out. She's got a big smile on her face. Kennedy Mollenkamp came in for her so Kennedy could serve. Good serve. Lily Barhorst to the net. Here's the hit back over. And the kill by Kayla Lamb. Kill number five for Kayla. Back and forth we go here. 17-14. Minster by three in the second game. Fort Recovery won game one, 27-25. Kayla Lamb will serve again. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Smash by Mara Pearson, and she got the kill. Callie gets the assist. Mara Pearson with her ninth kill of the night. And back to serve now for Fort Recovery will be Faith Wendell. Good serve. Lily Barhorst digs it out. Here's the set and the smash by Barhorst, and got the kill. Lily now has seven kills on the night. And back to serve for Minster is Elena Pringer. Minster leads by three, 18-15, here in the second game. Smash by Mara Pearson. Did she get it? Nope, they say it was hit out of bounds. Point Minster. Elena Pringer again serving. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Mara Pearson. Mara hits it back over. No problem for Minster. Hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill off the block. Kill by Addie Inskeep. That's her third kill, and that makes it a five-point lead now. Fort Recovery trailing Minster 20-15. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery battling the Minster Wildcats here on a Thursday night, October the 6th of 2022. Let's see if I can figure out when our next broadcast is going to be for the radio station. That will be coming up at home with New Knoxville next Tuesday. Next Tuesday at home with New Knoxville, our next match. There's a kill by Allison Fullenkamp. Side out, Fort Recovery. That's her sixth kill of the night for Allison. Not too bad for her. And we still have a ways to go here. 20-16. Back to serve now is Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve. Lily Barhorst digs it out. Pass to the net, hitting it back over. Going to call a double hit on Addie Inskeep. Point Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. That was her third service point of the night, 20-17. Dug out by Himmelgarn to the net. Here's the dink over by Lily Barhorst. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson got the kill, I think. Oh, Minster saved it. Free balls it over. Here's the set at the net. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over. Minster trying to play it. They free ball it back, and they're going to call a double hit on Minster. Double hit on Megan Fortman. Point Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp picks up another point. We're down to a two-point game here now, 20-18. This is kind of what Fort Recovery did in the first game, came back at the end. Minster still leads by two, and a miss hit by Lily Barhorst into the net. It's a one-point game, 20-19, another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Timeout, Menster. We'll be back in just a moment.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. And also, FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget homecoming tomorrow for Fort Recovery, expecting a big crowd at the Barenberge Athletic Park. Fort Recovery hosting Parkway tomorrow night. Big game for really both teams, maybe even more of a big game for Parkway. Parkway is trying to get into the playoffs. I think they're only 2-5, but again, they have a chance to get into the playoffs, and Fort Recovery also a chance to get into the playoffs. So big game for both teams. Good serve by Fort Recovery, and there's a kill that stops the Fort Recovery run. Kayla Lamb comes through with the kill there, kill number 6 for her. Now going back to serve is Lily Barhorst. 21-19, two-point lead for Menster here in the second game. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Set by Kayla Heitkamp, back to Wendell. Wendell free balls it over. Set for Menster. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara can't get the kill. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Pearson to Heitkamp. A smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Fortkamp. Gets over the net. Back to Fort Recovery. And got a kill for Fort Recovery. No. They're calling it a double hit. Tough luck there for the Lady Indians. Double hits called on Fort Recovery. Give Lily Barhorst the points. 22-19. Well, we could have used that point. Barhorst to Kennedy Mullenkamp. To Kayla Heitkamp, who was set for Mara Pearson. And a block for Menster. A point, Menster. Looked like Addie Inskeep on the block. 23-19 now. Menster leads by 4. Barhorst back to serve again. Lily Barhorst, outstanding junior. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp at the net. And Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp hits it out of bounds. Point for Menster. 24-19. Game point here. Menster would tie it up one game apiece if they can get this point. Dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell free balls it over, a battle at the net. Back over to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for Addie Inskeep. And that ends game number 2, 25-19. Menster defeats Fort Recovery in game number 2. We are tied at one game apiece. That means we're going to go at least 4 games tonight. And that hasn't happened too much this season for Fort Recovery. So see if we can win this third game and get the advantage here. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery and Menster tied 1 game apiece here at Menster tonight. Again, an early start this evening. Started at 5:30. If you're wondering why we're so far along, they're going to have the senior recognition after this match and then have the junior varsity match after senior recognition. We'll be back in a moment.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number 1 for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at Minster, Audra Bupp comes in the lineup now. Just about set to go here for the third game. Fort Recovery won game one, 27-25, and Minster won game two, 25-19. Tomorrow night we'll have Jay County football on the radio stations. Jay County hosting LaPel, and again, Fort Recovery will play Parkway at home for homecoming at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here we go with Kayla Heitkamp, and it is out of bounds on the serve. So, first point, first break goes to Minster. 1-0, Minster in the lead here. This will send Elena Pringer to the service line. Kennedy Mullenkamp will pass to the net. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on the hit and got the kill. She hit it out of bounds, but the official said it was tipped by Minster. So Tegan Fortkamp picks up kill number 5 on the evening for her. Side out Fort Recovery. Back to serve will be Mara Pearson. Mara's serve is too long, out of bounds. Service error. Ouch. 2-1, Minster leads here in game number 3. We are tied at 1 game each. Back to serve is Lily Barhorse for Minster. It's a good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. A smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Did she get it? Nope, it's hit out of bounds. Tegan Fortkamp's too long. Point Minster. Again, Lily Barhorse serving. She has several service points tonight. Here comes the next serve. Tegan Fortkamp to the net. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Grace Klingshirn, and then Grace gets a kill. Kayla Heitkamp gets the assist. Grace Klingshirn with her third kill of the night. And that makes it 3-2. Paige Guggenbiller comes back in. Audra Bupp goes out. And here is Callie Wendell serving. And they're going to call a double hit, I think, on Minster. Yep. So Callie Wendell picks up a service point. She will serve again. Good serve. Ace? No. Yes, it is. It is an ace serve. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace serve on that, which would be her, I think, second ace serve. Her third ace serve of the night. Here's the next serve by Kayla. And it's another ace serve. That was right in front of the Lady Wildcat. She couldn't stretch out far enough to get to it. It hit the floor first. 5-3. Lady Indians leading here in game number 3. Callie Wendell serves again. Good serve again. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill for the Lady Wildcats. Megan Fortman, kill number 7 for her. Side out Minster, 5-4. Fort Recovery by 1. Himmelgarn will now serve for the Lady Wildcats, Lindy Himmelgarn. Good serve and an ace serve off the fist of Tegan Forkamp. Ace serve for Lindy Himmelgarn. That's her second ace of the night. She will serve again. Here it comes. And ace. Nope. Fort Recovery saves it. Free balls it back to Minster. Here's the set and the smash by Minster and the dig and the kill by Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp comes through with a kill on a dig there. I think that was kind of by accident, but we'll take it. We'll take it. 6-5, Fort Recovery leads by one. Good serve here by Fort Recovery. There's a smash and out of bounds. Kayla Lamb, Fort Recovery, picks up the point. Cross-court hit there from the outside hitting position. Out of bounds. Tegan Forkamp is, by the way, serving now, and that gives her a service point. She'll serve again. 7-5, Lady Indians by two. Into the net, service error. Can't afford those kind of mistakes when you're playing a tight match, but they happen. Back to serve is Macy Pringer now for Minster. Good serve. Callie Wendell to Mara Pearson. Now free balling it over is Tegan Forkamp. Minster will set it at the net. The smash played off of Mara Pearson to Tegan Forkamp. Grace Klingshern hits it out of bounds. Cross-court hit. Grace hits it out of bounds. 7-7. Tied up here in game three. Again, each team has one game tonight, 1-1. Paige Guggenbiller passing to the net. Here's a smash by Grace Klingshern. Minster plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery. Klingshern will set for Tegan Forkamp. And here's a save by Paige Guggenbiller. Mara Pearson got the kill. I guess technically Paige Guggenbiller gets the assist there. Mara Pearson with the kill. Number 10 on the night for Mara. She had a bunch in the first game, which we won 27-25. I think she had six in that game. Kennedy Mollenkamp now serving. Good serve. Here's the deep hit by Lily Barhorse, played by Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. And here's a block by Minster. Fort Recovery saves it, but wait. Official made a bad call there. He's going to say, we're going to replay this. Official had a quick whistle there. So we will replay this. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. Good serve. Minster will set it. Here's the smash. Played by Callie Wendell to Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp sets for Amara Pearson. Pearson softly hits it over. Here's Minster back to Fort Recovery. And a double hit on Allison Follenkamp. Allison missed it the first time, just barely grazed it, and then hit it again. That's double hit. 8-8. Heckman goes back to serve now for Minster. Tied up 8-8. Callie Wendell digs it out on the back line. Here's the dink over by Allison Follenkamp. The smash, and what happened there? Got the kill. I think that was Lily Barhorst with the kill. Carrie Heckman serves again. She's had a nice night serving. Set for Tegan Forkamp to Mara Pearson. Pearson blasted to Minster. Minster hits it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp back to Minster. Here's the set. Smash and a kill for Minster. Off the Fort Recovery block. Kayla Lamb picks up kill number 7. And Minster has taken the lead at 10-8. Another service point for Carrie Heckman. Serves again. Oh, almost an ace serve, but saved. Paige Guggenbiller back over to Minster. Here's the set. Here's the smash. And Fort Recovery gets the point. They're going to give a block to Allison Follenkamp. And back to serve now for Fort Recovery is Audra Bupp. Good serve by Audra. She's usually a pretty solid server. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp will set for Allison Follenkamp. Follenkamp back to Minster. The set by Minster, the smash, and the kill by Lily Barhorst. That is her ninth kill of the evening. Side out Minster. It's now 11-9. Minster by two. And going back to serve is Kayla Lamb. Good serve. Mara Pearson to Tegan Forkamp. Allison Follenkamp hits it over. Here's the set for Lily Barhorst, and she got the kill. Back there in the corner, Barhorst with kill number 10 for her. Service point there for Kayla Lamb. Kayla will serve again. It's now 12-9. Service error in the net. Thank you very much. And Fort Recovery gets side out. Kayla Heitkamp will go in to serve. Again, only a sophomore. Good serve. Minster having trouble. They get it back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp to Audra Bupp, who sets for Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp hits it over. Minster on the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. And hitting it out of bounds was Addie Inskeep. Fort Recovery will serve again with Kayla Heitkamp serving. 12-11. Back to a one-point game. Minster by one. We're in game number three. Each team has won a game tonight. Here's a smash and a block by Paige Guggenbiller. That's her fourth of the night. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. 12-12, we're tied up. Kayla Heitkamp will try to give us the lead here. Good serve. Here's the set to the outside hitter, the smash, and the kill. Addie Inskeep comes over to get the kill. 13-12 now. Minster leads by one, and back to serve is going to be Elena Pringer. Pringer's serve is pass to the net by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's Mara Pearson dinking it over. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Tegan Forkamp. Got the kill. Tegan Forkamp with a kill. Kill number six for her. Service point. Or rather side out for Mara Pearson here. Pearson's serve is good. And just freeballing it over is Minster. Here is Tegan Forkamp getting another kill. Hit it right through two of the blockers for Minster, and that gives Fort Recovery the lead back at 14-13. Mara Pearson serving again. Dug out by Lily Barhorst. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp was set for Sage Luthold. Her hit is blocked, and Fort Recovery cannot make the return back over. Point Minster. That ties it up, 14-14. And going back to serve now for the Lady Wildcats will be Lily Barhorst. Serve is good. The pass to the net to Kayla Heitkamp, who hits it over on the second hit. Here's Minster on the set, the smash, and a kill for Lydia Mesher. That's her first kill of the night. It's a service point for Minster, and they now take the lead at 15-14. Lily Barhorse picks up another service point. She has a bunch of them tonight and a bunch of kills. Good serve by Lily. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Grace Klingsherm. Blocked by Minster. Back over to Minster. The set for the Lady Wildcats. The smash. Double hit, I think. Yep. Double hit called on Minster. Now serving for Fort Recovery on side out will be Callie Wendell. Callie has played a lot tonight. Good serve. Here's the set. Back to Fort Recovery. Grace Klingsherm hits it back to Minster. The dig. Here's the set. And the smash out of bounds by Lydia Mesher. Hit it too hard that time. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Callie Wendell has 9 service points this evening. Good serve there. Set for Minster, the hit. Out of bounds. Megan Fortman hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Callie Wendell, giving her double digits in service points now at 10, 17-15. Fort Recovery leads by 2 here in game 3. Good serve. Here's the set. The battle at the net, and Paige Guggenbiller gets a kill. Paige Guggenbiller won that battle between one of the Lady Wildcats and another service point for Callie Wendell. 18-15, Lady Indians by 3. Wendell's serve, played by Lily Barhorst. The smash back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell saves it to Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla free balls it over. The set for Minster, a smash and a kill. Megan Fortman picks up the kill. Kill number 8 for her. Side out Minster. And that makes the score Fort Recovery 18, Minster 16 here in game number 3. Important win here. Whoever wins this game, they'll be in the driver's seat. Here's Himmelgarn's serve. Smash back to Minster. Here's a blast by Lily Barhorst, and she hits it out of bounds. Side out for recovery. Back to serve now for the Lady Indians will be Tegan Fortkamp. She's been there several times tonight. Good serve. Ace serve. Not only a good serve, but an ace serve. Minster calls time. Fort Recovery's taken a 4-point lead. 20-16. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Once again, thanks to our studio producers tonight, Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly at WPGW. Our next broadcast for Fort Recovery Volleyball will be Tuesday when the Lady Indians do battle with New Knoxville on Tuesday. That'll be at the Fortside Fieldhouse. 20-16, the score. Good serve again by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the dink over to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp will set. Here comes Mara Pearson. Charging up the middle and gets a smash for a kill. Great hit there by Mara Pearson. Kill number 11 for her. Another service point for Tegan Fortkamp. Lady Indians trying to close the door here. They lead 21-16 over Minster. Fortkamp serves again. Good serve. Oh, take that back. It went out of bounds on the far sideline. Service error. So Minster has the serve and new life. trailing by 4, 21-17. Back to serve now is Macy Pringer. Good serve. Paige Guggenbiller passes to the net. Here's Allison Follenkamp on a hit. Minster will save it, freeballing it back. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Grace Klingshern, and she hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Macy Pringer. 21-18 now. Minster's carved the lead down to only three. This game is certainly anybody's game. Callie Wendell passing to the net. Here's a smash by Guggenbiller. Got the kill. Paige Guggenbiller picks up her second kill tonight. Side out Fort Recovery, 22-18. Fort Recovery leads by four. Kennedy Mollenkamp. Ace serve for Kennedy off of Macy Pringer. That's the second ace of the night for Kennedy. It makes it 23-18. Kennedy will serve again. Himmelgarn passing to the net. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill. Kayla Lamb comes through with the kill. Kill number 8 for her. 23-19. Fort Recovery leads by 4. Side out Minster, though. And back to serve is Carrie Heckman for Minster. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Keegan Fortkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller, who got the kill. Give Tegan Fortkamp the assist. Paige Guggenbiller the kill. 24-19 now. Lady Indians have game point here. This would give them a 2-1 lead in the match tonight. 2-1. Here's the serve. Played by Minster, the set. And they hit it back to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara cross-court hit, played by Minster, back to Fort Recovery. Smash by Tegan Fortkamp. A blast and a kill by Allison Fortkamp. And Fort Recovery has won game 2, 25-19. Allison Follenkamp picks up the kill there. And that ends game number 3, 25-19. So we're 2-1 in the lead here. Fort Recovery won game 1, 27-25. Minster won game 2, 25-19. Now Fort Recovery wins game 3, 25-19. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll return with game number 4 in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, back here at Minster, Fort Recovery, going for, I think this will be their second win in a row. They won the third match in the Invitational at Crestview on Saturday against Newark St. Paul's. Fort Recovery played some tough competition there Saturday. They had to play Belmont, which is one of the better teams in Indiana, out of Decatur, Indiana. Lost that one 2-0, and then they had to play St. Henry, losing for the third time to St. Henry this year. So Minster will serve to start game four. Fort Recovery wins this game, it's over. If Minster wins, we go to game five, which we haven't done that all year. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. Did she get the kill? Nope, Minster keeps it alive. Barhorse back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp to Mara Pearson. They're going to call a double hit on Mara. I do not like that call, but hey, it happens a lot. That's a point for Elena Pringer. Here's a smash by Allison Follenkamp. Did she get the kill? Nope. She hit it out of bounds. Another service point for Elena Pringer. And the Lady Wildcats lead here in the early going, 2-0 in this fourth game. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's Allison Follenkamp and a block by Lily Barhorst. Barhorst picks up the block, which would be her third of the evening. Another service point for Elena Pringer. Good serve there. Here's Mara Pearson mishitting. Mara Pearson leaped up in the air, but timing was off, and she just mishit that. Another service point for Elena Pringer. She's had four in a row here to start this fourth game. Not the start we would like to see Minster have. Minster serves again. Pearson. Here is Allison Follenkamp. And a block for Minster. Lily Barhorst picks up the block. Another service point for Elena Pringer. And all of a sudden, Fort Recovery finds themselves behind 5-0 here in game one. In game four, rather. Again, Fort Recovery does lead 2-1 in this match, but trailing here in game four, 5-0.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Elena Pringer will try to keep her string going here. She served 5 straight points. 5-0, Minster with the lead here in game number four. Good serve, played by Audra Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Hits it over to Minster. Set for the Lady Wildcats. A smash and a kill. Megan Fortman comes through with a kill. Kill number 9. Another point for Elena Pringer. 6 in a row to start this fourth game. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson on a smash and got the kill. There we finally break the serve. Mara Pearson picks up her 12th kill of the night. 6-1 for Recovery. She's only down by 5. Kayla Heitkamp will serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Lily Barhorst. Here's the set, and they're going to call a double hit on the setter, Elena Pringer. Pringer does a nice job out there in the setting position. But Fort Recovery picks up the point. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. Ace serve off the fist of Lily Barhorst. So the sophomore gets her first ace of the night. Kayla Heitkamp serving again. It's 6-3. Lady Indians only down by three here now in the fourth game. There's a double hit again. Double hit on Minster. Another point for Kayla Heitkamp. 6-4. Kayla serves. Dug out by Minster. Here's the set. And Minster can't get there. The set by Elena Pringer, but there wasn't anybody there where she's set the ball. And Minster tried to get there, but they couldn't get it over the net. Another point for Kayla Heitkamp. And we're right back in this game. And there's a service error. Kayla Heitkamp hits it into the net. She has 11 service points now, including that one ace. And Lily Barhorst will go back to serve for Minster. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. And Fort Recovery can't get it over in four hits. Plus, they said we were in the net anyway, so either way, we were going to lose that one. Lily Barhorst picks up a service point. She will serve again. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Mara Pearson, a nice hit. Played by Himmelgarn of Minster. Deep hit by Barhorst and got the kill. That's her 11th kill of the night. Of course, we are in overtime here playing the fourth game. Lily Barhorst will serve again. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Sage Luthold. Luthold dinks it over. Here's a smash back by Minster by Lily Barhorst. And she got the kill. They said it was in. Ten to five. Now Minster's built their lead back up to five again. Fort Recovery had it down to one point. Now it's back up to five. Barhorst serve is dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Sage Luthold hits it over. Here's the set for Minster. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Center going to call a double hit on Mara Pearson. I don't think Mara could quite believe that. And Barhorst will serve again. It's now 11-5. This has been a game of runs here. Kennedy Mollenkamp to the net. Hitting it back over was Minster, and they're going to say Tegan Fortkamp was over the or into the net. Service point again for Barhorst. She will serve again. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp hits it back over to Minster. Minster on the set. They hit back to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill for Megan Fortman. And timeout Fort Recovery. Another service point for Barhorst. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lily Barhorst now with 15 service points on the night, including one.
Hey, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here we go with Bar Horse next serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Sage Luthold saves it, puts it back over. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Outside hit, and she got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp finally breaks the serve of Lily Barhorst. Looks like she had 2, 4, 6 in a row there. Mara Pearson now serving. Good serve. Minster back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson passing to Kayla Heitkamp at the net. Here's the set for Tegan Fortkamp. Minster back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp on a hit. Minster trying to save it. And a block by Sage Luthold at the middle hitting spot. And Fort Recovery gets the point. Mara Pearson, the service point. She will serve again. Dug out by Barhorst to the net. Who's going to get it? Say Fort Recovery. As Minster hits it out of bounds. Mara Pearson picks up another service point. Another good serve, Barhorst. Here's a free ball over. And they say it was in. Megan Fortman gets the kill for Minster. Just free balled it over, but right at the end line. Side out, Minster. Himmelgarn will go back to serve. Lindy Himmelgarn. It's 14-8. Here's the serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. Grace Klingshirn, and a smash. Blocked by Minster, but Fort Recovery hits it back over. Here's the dink over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. We're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Another service point for Lindy Himmelgarn. It's now 15-8. Fort Recovery down by 7. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Kayla Heitkamp to Grace Klingshirn. Klingshirn smashes it for a kill. For Grace, that's kill number 4 on the night. She usually is a very solid performer for the Lady Indians. Callie Wendell will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. She's had a nice service evening and gets an ace serve there. That is her 5th ace of the night. Whatever she's doing right. 15-10 now. Fort Recovery trails by 5. Callie Wendell's serve is dug out again by Minster. Here's the set and the smash. And there's the kill. Kayla Lamb picks up the kill. Number 4 for her. I'm sorry, number 9 for her. Number 9 for Kayla Lamb. And side out Minster. Back to serve is Macy Pringer. 16-10. Minster leads by 6. Fort Recovery leads this match at the moment. 2-1. But Minster threatening to tie this match up at 2 apiece. There's a kill, though, by Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan now has a total of 9 kills on the night. A very nice night for Tegan. She will serve here. Good serve. Minster plays it. Free balling it back is Himmelgarn. Ooh, Fort Recovery. Great dive by Mara Pearson to save that. Here's Minster. Back to Fort Recovery and out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp back to serve again. Service air into the top of the net and down on the Fort Recovery side. Side out, Minster. They lead 17-12. Back to serve now is Carrie Heckman for Minster. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Tegan Forkamp to Grace Klingsher, and a block by Minster. Here's a smash back by Fort Recovery's Klingsher. Here's the set for Minster. A battle at the net, and Fort Recovery gets the block. Allison Fullenkamp and Gray and Paige Guggenbiller look like. Kennedy Mollenkamp will now go back to serve for side out for Fort Recovery. Good serve into the net, back to Fort Recovery. Allison Fullenkamp hits it back to Minster. Here's the set by Pringer, and Minster hits it out of bounds. Point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. That is her seventh point of the evening, including two aces. Good serve there. Here's the set for Pringer. The smash and a block for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson and Allison Fullenkamp. Ready, 17-15, only a two-point game, and there's a miss hit by Kennedy Mollenkamp out of bounds. Well, thought we just had it going there, and now we're down by three again. 18-15. Still plenty of time to win this game, though. Here's the serve by Kayla Lamb. Good serve. A smash by Mara Pearson and got the kill. Mara Pearson with her 13th kill of the night. In comes Audra Bupp to serve now for Fort Recovery. 18-16. Only down by two. Lady Indians would like to win their second conference match of the year. They beat Delphi St. John's. That's their only win so far this year. There's a smash, and what are we going to hear? They're going to say Fort Recovery comes away with that. Minster thought they had the kill. So did the Minster coach, Cammy Garman. But they're going to give Fort Recovery the block. The official, obviously the net official, he did not see that. And the other official didn't reverse it. So the captain for Minster is now talking. Both captains are talking. And they're going to say point awarded to Minster. And now Coach Travis Guggenbiller says, well, I want to jump ball on that disagreement. They went ahead and awarded the kill to Minster. So 19-16. Elena Pringer back to serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp, and they're going to call a double hit on Tegan. 20-16. Boy, that was a big call a moment ago. It went against Fort Recovery. Very big call. Service point for Elena Pringer. 20-16, Minster by four. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Allison Fullenkamp, and Fullenkamp gets a kill. Allison, one of the seniors for Fort Recovery. She's been doing a nice job this year. Fort Recovery with the serve, now down by only 3 points, 20-17. It is Kayla Heitkamp serving for Fort Recovery. It's a service error out of bounds. Kayla's been pretty good tonight, but not that time. 21-17, side out Minster. And here's Lily Barhorse going back to try to serve out this game. Minster on top by four, 21-17. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Sage Luthold hits it over. Here's the set for Minster. The smash by Minster, played by Kayla Heitkamp. Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp back over on a hit. Now Minster back to Fort Recovery. Here's Kayla Heitkamp. They're going to say Kayla was in the net. Come on, 22-17. Another service point for Lily Barhorst. That's her 16th of the night. Good serve there, dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kayla Heitkamp will pass to Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it over. Here's the set for Minster. The hit is too long, I think. They say it was tipped, though, by Fort Recovery. Addie Inskeep gets the kill, tipped by Fort Recovery. 23-17. Service point number 16-17 it is now for Lily Barhorst. Here we go with the serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell. The set for Kayla Heitkamp to Pearson. Pearson hits it over, a battle at the net. And Fort Recovery gets a kill from Sage Luthold to keep our hopes alive. 23-18. Okay. We need to make a run right here to keep Minster at 23. 23-18. Fort Recovery side out. Mara Pearson serving. Good serve. Himmelgarn passes to the net. They're in trouble. They free ball it back over, but they got the kill. Barhorst gets a deep kill. That was a luck shot, but hey, you know, they happen. And here is Himmelgarn serving game point for Minster, which would tie it up at two games apiece. 24-18. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp, who hits it right through the block of Minster. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. And that is kill number 10 for Tegan tonight. 24-19. Last hope for Fort Recovery. We have to have a run here of at least 5 points. Good serve there. We're going to call double hit on Minster. Well, that's 1 point. 24-20. Callie Wendell's serving again. She's a good server. That is her... There's an ace serve for Callie. That is her sixth ace serve of the night. Timeout, Minster, 24-21. Fort Recovery back to within three. We'll be back in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. Again, Fort Recovery leads 2-1, but Minster leading here in this fourth game. 24-21. If Minster wins, they would tie it up at 2 games apiece.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, here we go with Callie Wendell's serve. It's a good serve. Dug out by Minster. Here's the set and the smash. They hit it out of bounds. Another point for Fort Recovery. Kayla Lamb hits it out of bounds. Another point for Callie Wendell. 24-22. Come on, Callie. Keep it going here. Two more points, and we're still alive. Here's the set for Minster. The smash, a block by Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp to Pearson. Pearson sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. And Fort Recovery is still alive. Kill number 11 for Tegan. It's 24-23. Fort Recovery down by one. Another point for Callie Wendell. Here's the set for Minster. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson bumps it to the net. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And a block by Minster, and that's the game. 25-23. I believe that was Kayla Lamb with the block. So Minster wins 25-23. We go into a fifth game coming up here on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tied 2 games apiece, Fort Recovery and Minster.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, interesting match. Needless to say, we are tied at two games apiece going to game number five. And, of course, in game five, we only played a 15. So let's see who's going to win this, baby. Minster has the serve to start out here. It's going to be Elena Pringer serving first for the Lady Wildcats. Good serve. Audra Bupp passes to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Blocked by Minster. Block again by Minster. Tegan Fortkamp back over to Minster. Here's the set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And there's going to be a... I think they said in the net for Fort Recovery. So point for Minster. Give a service point for Elena Pringer. She will serve again. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp will set. Allison Follenkamp to Minster. They free ball it back. Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Sets for Allison Follenkamp. Got the kill. Allison Follenkamp with a kill. That ties it up at 1-1. For Allison, that's number nine kills on the night. She's having a nice night tonight. Of course, we are playing five games, so that adds on to the statistics, but still a nice night for Allison. Kayla Heitkamp, good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, out of bounds. Too much mustard for Megan Fortman there, hits it out of bounds. 2-1, Fort Recovery with the lead here. Kayla Heitkamp picks up the service point, number 12 for her tonight. Here's a good serve again, hit back to Fort Recovery, a block by Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson picks up the block. For Mara, that is her third block of the night. 3-1, Kayla Heitkamp serves again, good serve. And Minster can't make the return. Kayla's got a lot of points tonight. She, that gives her 14 points now on the night. Good serve. Dug out by Minster. Here's the set. And the hit by Barhorse back to Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. Minster's in trouble. Himmelgarn free balls it over. Kayla Heitkamp to Callie Wendell. Here's Tegan Fordkamp. Minster on the set, the smash. And Barhorse gets the kill. No, she hit it out of bounds. Hits it out of bounds. Nope, I'm incorrect. She did get the kill. Barhorse did get the kill. So here's a serve by Minster. They now are trailing 4-2. Fort Recovery with the lead. Here's Tegan Fordkamp back over to Minster. A battle at the net. Fordkamp waiting on it, and she blasts it down for the kill. Tegan Fordkamp, another kill for her, number 12 on the Knights. Fort Recovery will get side out, leading 5-2. Now remember, we only go to 15 in this one. Still have to win by two. Mara Pearson will now serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Mara. Here's the set for Minster. Outside hitter. Got the kill. I think that was Barhorst, I believe. Again. Himmelgarn serving. Good serve. Here's the set for Kayla Heitkamp. Grace Klingshern gets a kill. Number 5 for Grace. Side out Fort Recovery. And we lead 6-3 here in game number 5. Tied up 2 games apiece. Here's the set for Minster. A smash and a kill. Kayla Lamb picks up the kill. Number 10 for her tonight. Side out Minster at 6-4. Minster trailing by 2. Going back to serve now for Minster's Macy Pringer. And is out of bounds. Fort Recovery trying to tie up Minster on conference wins with 2. Minster came in 2-5. Fort Recovery only 1. Maybe it was 2-4. Minster 2-4 in the conference. Fort Recovery 1-5. In the conference. Here's a smash and a kill for Minster's Kayla Lamb. They say it was tipped by Fort Recovery. Now Mara Pearson's going over and questioning the net official. And he's not going to change his mind. Going to go ahead and give the kill to Minster. Carrie Heckman will serve now. 7-5. And good serve by Heckman. Klingshern, smash and a kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Job, 8-5, Lady Indians lead by 3. We're halfway there. Got to get 15 to win. Audra Bupp will now serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Himmelgarn for Minster. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. And the kill. Kayla Lamb picks up a kill. That for her is kill number 12 on the night. And Kayla Lamb will go back to serve. 8-6. Fort Recovery leads by 2 here in game number 5. Callie Wendell digs it out. Here's a set for Pearson. Good hit. Minster in trouble, and they hit it back, and they hit it out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Side out Fort Recovery. 9-6. Fort Recovery leads by 3, and here comes Faith Wendell in to serve. Good serve dug out by Minster. It's an ace serve. The dig went out of bounds. Faith Wendell picks up her first ace of the night, and that makes it 10-6. Fort Recovery by 4. leading here in game number five. Game's tied. The match is tied at two games apiece. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Minster, 10-6 the score. Fort Recovery leading by four here in the fifth game. Again, a reminder, we only have to go to 15 to win. But you still must win by two. Fort Recovery won the first game, 27-25. Minster won the second game, 25-19. Fort Recovery won the third game, 25-19. And Minster won the fourth game, 25-23, and there is another ace serve for Faith Wendell. 11-6. 4 points away from the match victory. Good serve by Faith. A battle at the net, and Mara Pearson wins the battle as she was battling there with Elena Pringer at the net, and Mara Pearson got it to go down on the Minster side for a kill. Number 14 for Mara. Good serve again by Faith Wendell. A smash. And there is a kill by Minster. Barhorse picks up the kill. She has a bunch of them on the night. Let me see here. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 kills on the night. Unofficially for, again, Lily Barhorst. Minster serving. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson mishit it. And it's a point for Minster. It's 12-8 now. Minster only down by four. Elena Pringer is serving. Here comes the next serve by Elena. It's a good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson hits it over to Minster. Here's the set and the smash by Minster's Barhorst, played by Fort Recovery, but unfortunately the dig went to the net and we couldn't play it out of the net. It's 12-9, another service point for Elena Pringer, and Minster has drawn back to within 3 points now. We'll be back in a moment.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. Family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
12-9. Minster trails by three, but they have the side outs. Serving again is Elena Pringer. Good serve, or is it? No, it's out of bounds. A break for Fort Recovery. Service error. Too long. That makes it 13-9 now. Fort Recovery just needs two more points to win this match. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to try to serve those 2 points. The sophomore. Here she comes with the serve. And it is too long. Another service error. Minster picks up the point, and it's 13-10 now. Now back to serve for the Lady Wildcats is Lily Barhorst. She has a bunch of points, 16, 17 service points tonight. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Sage Luthold hitting it back to Minster. The set for Minster, the deep smash by Barhorst. Fort Recovery plays it. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit, played by Minster. A smash by Barhorst, and she got the kill that time. Lily Barhorst gets the kill. Number 17 for her, and it's 13-11. Barhorst also picked up the service point. Here she goes again. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Tegan Forkamp, and a block for Menster for Addie Inskeep. And that makes it a one-point game, 13-12. And Fort Recovery calls timeout, leading by one, but Menster still has the serve.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, here goes Lily Barhorse serving again. She almost has 20 service points tonight. 13-12, Fort Recovery by one. Good serve. Pass to the net. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Tegan Forkamp. Can't get the kill. Minster keeps it alive. They're in trouble. They free ball it over. Played by Tegan Forkamp. Heitkamp sets for Mara Pearson. A block. And here is Heitkamp getting it back to Minster. Here's the set for the Lady Wildcats. Free balling it back. Callie Wendell to the net. Kayla Heitkamp to Tegan Forkamp. Got the kill. Tegan Forkamp with the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Kill number 13. And it's 14-12. 14-12. Timeout, Minster. Fort Recovery leads by two. One more point, and this match is over. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, here we go. Big serve for Mara Pearson. She could win this match. Be nice for an ace serve, Mara. Mara Pearson set to serve. Fort Recovery leading 14-12. One more point, and this match is over. Here we go. Mara Pearson's serve is good. Played by Barhorst. Himmelgarn back to Barhorst, who free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Pearson goes to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Tegan Forkamp at the outside hitting spot. Minster plays it. Here's a smash by Minster. Kayla Heitkamp to Callie Wendell. Tegan Forkamp, cross-court hit, played by Minster. Himmelgarn sets for Barhorst. A deep hit. And what do we got? Barhorst got a kill. Barhorst picks up another kill. Kill number 18. And that makes it 14-13, and Minster has another chance. Himmelgarn will serve. Lindy Himmelgarn. Big serve. Good serve. Dug out by Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set. Here's the dink over by Fort Recovery's Klingshern. Here's a smash and blocked by Fort Recovery. Freeballing it back to the Lady Indians. Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Forkamp. And Minster keeps it alive. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Tries to catch him asleep, but Minster keeps it alive back to Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. What we got? Point. I think they said we were in the net. Point Minster. 14-14. We are all tied up. Now remember, you have to win by two. Lindy Himmelgarn. Service error for Lindy Himmelgarn. That makes it 15-14. Fort Recovery leads by one. Here we go again. Callie Wendell, perhaps our best server of the night. Callie's done a great job. I think she has six aces tonight. Serve is good. Dug out by Minster. Here's the set and the hit over and the kill for Minster. And that ties it at 15-15. I think that was Elena Pringer who got that kill. So back to serve now is Macy Pringer. It's tied 15-15. Minster with the advantage now. They're serving. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's the set by Heitkamp to Tegan Forkamp. Blocked by Minster. Block for Kayla Lamb, and Minster now leads. We were 1 point away from winning this one. Now we're 1 point away from losing. 16-15, Minster with the lead. Here's the next serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's the set for Kling Schern over to Minster. Set for Minster. They hit it back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson back over to Minster. Here's the dink back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp. Callie Wendell sets at the net. And a kill by Tegan Forkamp to tie it up. Tegan Forkamp comes through with a kill to keep our hopes alive. Wow. 14 kills now for Tegan. Now Tegan will go back to serve. It's 16-16. Again, you have to win by two. Good serve. Played by Minster. Here's the deep hit back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp to Callie Wendell. Deep hit for Mara Pearson. And Minster keeps it alive. Fort Recovery thought there was four hits there. Finally, the official called four hits. I thought there was four hits, too. That was a late call. A late call, but we'll take it. Let's see here. Tegan Forkamp picks up a service point. Minster is arguing. And, oh, now they're going to issue a yellow card on Minster, which basically says, shut your mouth. (laughs) 17-16. What a match. What a final game. Tied two games apiece. 17-16. Fort Recovery with the lead, with the serve. Here is match point. Tegan Forkamp. It is a good serve. Minster keeps it alive. The hit back to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. And we win. 18-16. Fort Recovery wins 18-16 in the final game. How about them apples? Wow. Tegan Forkamp picks up that winning point. Amazing match. Minster's coach, Cammy Garman, went over and had some words with the net official who made that last call. She is not a happy camper. Congratulations, Fort Recovery. They win the match, winning Game 5, 18-16. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has immediate openings in their parts department. Hull Brothers has been in business for over 125 years. They are a Case IH and Kubota dealership serving Mercer, Dark, and Jay counties. Apply in person if you are outgoing, friendly, computer savvy, and enjoy talking to customers. Hall Brothers offers health insurance, paid vacations, retirement accounts, and annual bonuses. Consider joining the parts department at Hall Brothers. Apply today in Fort Recovery.
Well, what a match. Fort Recovery wins 3-2 tonight over Minster to improve their conference record to 2-5 on the year and their overall record to 6-12. Again, those game scores, Fort Recovery wins game one 27-25, coming from behind, by the way, to win that one. 25-19, Minster wins game two. That tied it up at one apiece. Fort Recovery won game three, 25-19, to take a 2-1 lead. Game four went to Minster, 25-23, to tie it up at two apiece. And game five, wow, going into overtime, Fort Recovery had a chance to win it 16-14, but Minster came back, and Fort Recovery eventually wins game five, 18-16, to win the match. Giving you some of the stats that I have here, and I've got a lot of them on my sheet tonight with five games. Callie Wendell with 16 service points, and I have her unofficially with six aces tonight for Callie Wendell. How about that? Sage Luthold with one block and one kill. Kayla Heitkamp ended up with 14 service points, and one ace had one kill as well for Kayla. So Kayla Heitkamp, nice job at the service line with 14 points. Mara Pearson ended up with 14 kills tonight for Mara and three blocks. Had a few service points as well. Let me see if I can count them up here. One, two, three, four. Four service points for Mara Pearson this evening. Grace Klingshern did a nice job with six kills tonight. Tegan Fortkamp had a total of 14 kills, 11 service points, including two aces for Tegan. Allison Follenkamp had nine kills on the night, had four blocks. Let me correct myself, five blocks for Allison. It was Paige Guggenbiller with a total of, she had five blocks on the night and had three kills. Faith Wendell with four service points, including two aces. Kennedy Mollenkamp ended up with eight service points, including two aces. So those are your unofficial stats for Fort Recovery. Let's see here. For Minster, I have 10 service points for Carrie Heckman, including one ace. Macy Pringer had four service points. Lily Barhorst, what a night for Lily. Had 18 kills, 19 service points for Lily Barhorst. And she ended up with just one ace out of those 19 service points, but still excellent serving for Lily. Kayla Lamb had 12 kills on the night, also ended up with a total of four blocks and had a few service points. Looks like she had four service points on the night for Kayla Lamb. Lindy Himmelgarn ended up with a total of 2, 4, 6, 7 service points and two aces. Elena Pringer had 11 kills on the night. She also had a total of 11 service points. Let me correct myself. Not 11 kills for Elena Pringer. She only ended up with two kills and had 11 service points on the night. Megan Fortkamp with 11 kills tonight. Nice night for Megan. Addie Inskeep had six kills and three blocks. Lydia Mesher ended up with one kill. Unofficial stats there for Minster. Minster drops to in the conference, a record of 2-5. Fort Recovery improves to 2-5. Fort Recovery's overall record at 6-12. Unofficially, I have Minster at 9-10 on the season. Coming into tonight, there was just one undefeated team in the conference, Marion Local at 6-0. We had two 5-1 teams, Coldwater and New Bremen, both 5-1. Again, our next broadcast will be next Tuesday when Fort Recovery will take on New Knoxville at the Fortside Fieldhouse. For our fine studio producers, Ava Shane back at FortRecoveryRadio.com, Eric Catterly at the radio station, Neil Spencer also here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And thanks to our fine sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Minster. The Indians win 3-2 over the Minster Lady Wildcats.